A beer keg.
Oh, a keg. Keg of beer.
There's something you can turn.
The faucet?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about out in your yard, the thing you can hook your hose up to?
A faucet.
And at the sink?
And faucet there, too.
And something that feed used to come in. Well, there was a kind of a bag or a sack that was made out of this rough brown material. You know what
bag.
I mean?
No.
Well, it was a sack. It was about this big, but it was made out of this rough brown material.
Paper?
No, it wasn't paper. It was a kind of a cloth.
Oh, all cloth?
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever hear of a croaker sack, a toe sack?
Oh, croaker sack. Uh-huh. You used to have them two that used to come in. Potatoes, arched potatoes, uh-huh. Sweet potatoes, and all that. They used to sell them in there in them days.
And they sold them in the
croaker sack.
Uh-huh. Any other name for croaker sack?
Hmm?
Do you ever hear another name for croaker sack?
I said bag. That's all I know now. Uh-huh.
And if you wanted to carry some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn that you could take at one time?
A stalk or something like that.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn? Did you ever hear that?
No.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry.
Armful.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
Just half a load.
Did you ever hear a jag of wood? Did you ever hear
a stag of wood?
A jag?
Jag of wood.
Uh-huh.
Jag of wood.
You never heard that?
Uh-uh.
And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say that he was...
We were selling it for... Now, that's the way I used to do it, buy it, and they used to give you a little bit of ohm like that,
uh-huh.
And give you about 3 ohms for uh-huh. a quarter.
Gosh. Do you ever hear people say somebody's carting wood or hauling wood?
To haul it, hauling wood.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Say if there was a log across the road, say we tied a chain to it and then we what it out of the road. We
a chain?
Uh-huh. And then we what the log out of the road.
A chain like
say if there was if you were driving along and there's a branch of a tree that was falling and was across the road, you'd say, well, it was too heavy for me to pick up. So I just took hold of it and I
just a log.
And I did what?
Pull it.
Uh-huh. Or using the word drag.
Drag it.
You'd say, I took hold of it and I...
Pulled it.
Or I...
Or either dragged it.
And you'd say, we have already, what, that branch out of the road. We've already...
We've already pulled it out the way.
Or we've already...
Moved it.
Or using the word drag, we've already...
We already... Got it.
Uh-huh. Well, would you say we've already dragged it?
Or pulled it.
Drug it, or how would you?
I'd say pull it.
Okay. And say if there's a bottle, you want to close the bottle back up. You
say stopple.
Okay. What would it be made out of?
Cork.
And this is a musical instrument people would play like this?
Cork.
What about one like this?
A horn?
Or that you'd twang it?
Like a guitar?
Or do you ever hear of a jute?
Jukebox? Juke?
Or do you ever hear of a Jew's harp or juice harp?
Jew's harp? No, this little harp, that's all it.
Uh-huh. And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses, is called the
saddle.
Or if you have a wagon.
A lot.
You know? You have a horse hitched to two horses hitched to a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a